Open your Bible, please, to Leviticus. Leviticus. I want to talk to you this morning about leprosy. Leprosy. I knew a man one time that was a missionary in Brazil and had a huge leper colony. And he joined himself to those lepers and became a leper himself. But he brought many. Through his instrumentality, God brought many to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. What a missionary. I haven't seen many of those like that lately. That's what he did. God bless. Let me begin by just making a few statements and then we'll read a few verses. When you look at leprosy in the Bible, you find that it's an awful, horrible, dreadful disease. Awful. You don't want it. You don't want it. It is a loathsome, contagious, incurable, stinking disease. The smell of rotting, decaying flesh. Flesh rots and dies and falls off the bone. Terrible disease. Terrible. And men must be educated to understand the symptoms. You read verse chapter 13 here in Leviticus. Men 14, men must be educated to understand the symptoms and the seriousness of this awful disease. It may appear to be something else, something minor, causing its victims to treat it lightly, when all the while it's serious. Because it causes only little or occasional pain, it's often ignored for too long. It may have periodic remissions, but if you've ever had it, you've still got it. It never goes away. Leprosy. There's one thing certain about it. It will slowly or more quickly, depending on the case, bring its victim to the grave. Kill you dead. Bring you to the grave. Leprosy is a dreadful, debilitating, deadly disease. Debilitating. It causes all kinds of deformities in the body. It causes sometimes the eyes to become deformed. It can cause the eyes to become insensitive. They can't see hardly. It causes sensory loss so that the nerves don't work properly and you have pain you don't feel. The nerves don't work. That's not all. Leprosy is an alienating disease. Alienating disease. That's what we mean by leper colonies. They were cast out. They were put away. They were shut out, locked away from society. In the Bible, the leper was judged and treated as defiled and unclean and contagious. Lepers were cut off from human society. Lepers were cut off from the house of God, the worship of God, the people of God. And according in the Bible, according to the scriptures, the leper defiled every place he lived, the clothes he wore, everything he touched. He defiled it by merely touching it. Leprosy. When anyone draws near, the old leper in the Old Testament, think about this. He had to put his hands up to his mouth and cry, "Unclean! Unclean!" And the people would know to stay away from him. Awful disease. You wouldn't want that, would you? How humbling. There was no possible way. No possible way. Absolutely no way. A leper could change what he was. He could not change himself. He could not cure himself. He was a leper. That leprosy would bring him to the grave. Naturally. They just lived out their days with leprosy, eating away at their life. Some people have described it as a living death, and others a dying life. But it's leprosy, bring you to the grave. Alien. Absolutely no cure as far as men were concerned. Helplessly dying in sickness and shame. Shame shut off. Shame being shunned by people. People trying to look at them, don't get near them. Shame of it all. Leprosy. Question that I have for you this morning to begin with. Wouldn't you hate to have such a terrible disease? I've just begun describing how awful it is. But in what I've, as far as what I've said so far, wouldn't you hate to have such a terrible disease? Leprosy. Unclean. Cast out. Ostracized. Don't get around it. What terrible humiliation and shame. I've wondered how they must have felt. I've sympathized with them. How they must have felt. People shying away from them. Here come some people walking out through the field, but they see this leper and they go around. How they must have felt. Then to see people staring at them. Standing at a distance, just staring at them. Leprosy eating away at them. And people staring at them. People looking at them with the disgust on their face. Could not stand to look at them. Well, all those things having been said, dear friends, leprosy is set forth in the scriptures as a type of sin. And we all have that dread disease. No way we can cure ourselves. No way we can better ourselves. It's going to kill us. Naturally speaking, it's going to kill us. Unless God happens by, unless God passes by, speaks to us, and says, "Live," we're going to die. We're going to die. In His Word, God uses this dreadful, horrible, awful disease to preach to us, to teach us something. And I hope He'll visit us this morning and teach us. If He doesn't, it won't do me any good to stand up here and say what I'm saying, what I'm trying to say, what I hope to say, unless God makes it real. unless he calls it to be the engrafted word, unless he makes it to be reality in your own case. May God visit us this morning. God visit us this morning. I pray he'll teach us through this disease how we appear by nature in the eyes of God. It's a very important thing to have the correct diagnosis. It may appear to be leprosy, but it's not. You read the first few verses of chapter 13 here, and that's what it's talking about. Only the high priest and his sons could make this determination, whether he was clean or unclean, whether he was a true leper or whether he wasn't, whether he just had leper-like symptoms or whether he really had leprosy. And they did it. They did measure every case by the word of God. They didn't go by their feelings. They went by the word of God. They went by the word of God. Not their thoughts, feelings, or natural wisdom. And they went by the word of God, and their judgment was final, because the word of God is unchanging. Whatever God says, it's so. It's unchanging. And so it is with us today as we stand before God. His word is our judge. His word. Back in this Old Testament, days of leprosy, that could have been a disease showing in the skin. Many a man sees the workings of sin in his flesh, and brought to someone for a cure. I've sinned. I did this thing or that thing. You've never seen what leprosy really is. Leprosy of sin is not what you do, have done. It's what you are. What you are. You're a leper. You're a sinner. You've only broken the law in one small point. You're just a lawbreaker. Lawbreaker. In the eyes of God. Aaron had to make these decisions. In this 13th chapter, may only look like leprosy. May only be skin deep, verse 5. May only need to wash your clothes, clean up. And then that's deeper than the skin. It's not just something on the surface. It's not just skin deep. It goes to the bone. That's leprosy. And what we have is our nature. It goes all what we are, inside, outside, upside down. We're sinners. We're lepers in the eyes of God. And can you imagine how these people look to their neighbors and the people from the temple and the priests, how they must have appeared in their eyes. You can't even begin to imagine how you appear by nature in the eyes of God. Loathsome, despicable in the eyes of God by nature. Everybody, why, you can dress up and buy a $600 suit and a $100 tie, $200 shoes. In the eyes of God, if you are not in Christ, you're a leper. You're diseased. You're a sinner. Filthy. Your best righteousnesses, the very best you ever do, is filthy rags in the eyes of God. That's what we are by nature. In the eyes of God. Real sin goes to the very nature of a man. Romans 8:7, Ephesians 4:18-19 has to do with the heart. These things that come out of the heart, Matthew 15, that's what defiles us in the eyes of God. If you've never learned that, you've never learned anything. If you've never seen yourself as God sees you, you've never learned anything. Sinners in the eyes of God. Now I want to show you something. Isaiah chapter 1. To really get an emphasis on this, I want to begin reading with verse 2. Hear, O heavens, give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. And this is what God says. He says, I have nourished and brought up children, and they rebelled against me. My children. I nourished them. I made them. I created them. I brought them up. I made them my people. Oh, sinful nation. No, verse 3. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib, but Israel doth not know. My people doth not consider. And as I said in the Sunday school lesson, I wonder how much the United States of America considers our origin, the blessings of God, the hand of God upon us. And then it says, our sinful nation, people laden with iniquity, weighed down with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors. They've forsaken the Lord. They've provoked the Holy One of Israel to anger. They are gone away backward. And God had poured out judgment and judgment upon them. But he said, why should you be stricken anymore? You'll just revolt more and more. The whole head is sick. The whole heart is faint. From the sole of the foot even to the head, there is no soundness in it. This is how they appear in the eyes of God. Wounds and bruises and putrefying sores that have not been closed, nor bound up, nor mollified with ointment. How they appear in the eyes of God. They've got that leprosy called sin. That leprosy called sin. What an awful sight in the eyes of God. And if you ever see it, what an awful sight to oneself. David saw it. He said, my sin is always before me. Paul saw it. He said, I have to live with it. In me, that is in my flesh, there's not a good thing I can find. Because there's nothing there to find. No good. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Oh, vile, incurable leprosy. Then the priest, they shall pronounce him clean. When he's got leprosy, when it's all the way to the bone, when he's really got it, truly got it, the priest shall pronounce him clean. This is amazing. Do you know how a man can be justified in the eyes of God? You can't till you become guilty. You can't till you see your leprosy. When you see your guilt, God will forgive you. God will cleanse you. That's the way it works. The man with just a rising, just a scab, he's not a leper, just kind of like a leper. And that's what a lot of sinners are in our day. They just got a blemish or two. They're not perfect, but they're not bad, you know. They're not lepers. The old bona fide, incurable head-to-toe leper is pronounced clean. Pronounced clean. Publicans and the harlots, Christ said. This is what I'm talking about. Christ went before the Pharisees, the religious men, the religious leaders, the religious teachers. He stood before those men, and he looked them face to face. And he said, the publicans and the harlots, the thieves and the whores, enter the kingdom of God before you do. That's what I'm talking about. So many today have never had leprosy. They don't know what sin is. They just think about things they did they know they shouldn't have done. But sin is not just things we shouldn't have done. Sin is that which causes us to do those things. Sin is something in here that works its way out. From the mouth, the heart speaks. See, I didn't mean to say that. Yes, you did. It came right out of your heart. I'm saying this. Paul said, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Where sin does not abound, grace doesn't stop to visit. That's just the way it is. On what ground is a leper cleansed? Now, that's the issue. Some of you here have leprosy, not just blemish on the skin, but it's to the bone. Some of you know what it is to be a leper, a real sinner in the eyes of God. Thankfully, you know that God came to save sinners, not righteous folks, but sinners, to call them to repentance. Look at verse chapter 14. When you get home, I'd urge you to read chapters 13 and 14 together. But in chapter 14, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, this shall be the law of the leper in the day of his cleansing. He shall be brought to the priest. Applying to sinners, us here today, we shall be brought to the Lord Jesus Christ, our great high priest. And the priest shall go forth out of the camp, and the priest shall look, and behold, if the plague be leprosy, he heal the leper. be healed in the leper. If the plague of leprosy be healed in the leper, then shall the priest command to take for him that is to be cleansed two birds alive and clean, and cedar wood and scarlet and hyssop. That's what the priest took, those things. And the priest shall command that one of the birds be killed in an earthen vessel over running water. Blood mixes into the water. As for the living bird, he shall take it, the cedar wood, the scarlet, the hyssop, and shall dip them and the living bird in the blood of the bird that was killed over the running water. And he shall sprinkle upon this living bird that is to be cleansed from the leprosy 7 times, and sprinkle upon him that is to be cleansed from the leprosy 7 times, shall pronounce him clean. Let the living bird loose into the open field, and he that is to be cleansed shall wash his clothes, and so forth and so on. Two birds here represent the Lord Jesus Christ. These two birds. What does all this mean? Verses 4 through 7. Two birds. Well, these two birds represent Christ and the work he did for us on the cross and in our experience. Jesus Christ is represented two birds. He became a leper with our leprosy and died the death of the unclean. That's the dying bird. He died under our curse. He was a clean bird, but he died under our curse, our sin, our disease. And he arose, ascended into the heavens, free from sin. It takes two birds to represent the Lord Jesus Christ. He died. Our sins were put away. He arose from the grave and went back to glory. One bird was killed. His blood was sprinkled on the people of God. They were cleansed. Christ went back to glory where he is supplying his redemption by the Holy Ghost. He arose and ascended into the heavens free from sin. This is the key to the gospel. This is the gospel. That we both die and live in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our sin has to be paid for. We've got to die. And we did. Thank God in the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to this. I through the law. Paul said, I through the law. He met the law. Hey, it all. I through the law. I'm dead to the law. That I might live unto God. How did that happen? Through the law, dead to the law. How do you satisfy the law? He said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I've satisfied the law. When Christ was crucified, my sin was punished. I was put to death. My sin was punished. Dead to the law. And now I can live to God. Free to serve God. Free in the Lord Jesus Christ. Free as a bird. Free as this bird. Free as this bird. In me, Paul said, dwelleth no good thing, but sprinkled in the dead bird's blood, I soar freely with the living bird. I soar freely with God in Christ. I'm free in Christ. I'm cleansed in Christ. In Christ my leprosy is gone. As he is, so am I in this world. I have his righteousness, the righteousness of God in the Lord Jesus Christ. This morning, the great high priest, the great high priest, the exalted Christ, stands before this leper colony. You know what he did here in this book? He came where they were and called them out to himself. The Lord Jesus Christ came from glory down here to this earth and became one of us and said, come unto me. Lepers, come to me. Come to me. I'll cleanse you. He's saying, bring them before me. Some just scabby. They just got a little case of immorality. And he has nothing for them. And some just, they have a rising in the flesh, a blemish or something. He has nothing for them. Some and not a speck of health in their whole body. They're just full of sin. He says, be thou clean. Be thou clean. Boy, that's grace. That's grace. The priest came down here where we were, called us to himself, and no man can come except the Father draw it, and cleanses us, washes us, clothes us, sets us free. That's the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Some just have a rising. They're not religious, you know. They know they ought to be. Some, they don't have a speck of health, and he said, be thou clean. He said, I came not to call the righteous. I came to call sinners. Sinners to repentance. Sinners. He told the religious leaders in his day, and I wish he'd tell the ones in our day, he said, you need to understand that I didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Go learn what that means. They didn't know what it meant to be a sinner. They taught about sin. They were teachers of the law, teachers of the Word of God. But they didn't know by experience what sin was. They talk about things they used to do or didn't do, and omission and commission. Sin's what they were. Sin's what they were. Sinners, lepers. One time, our Lord was in a big crowd, and this leper had heard about Jesus. Oh, and it cheered his heart. And when they came near, he never stayed back. He never cried unclean. He ran through that crowd. Oh, can't you see him spreading and getting out of his way? Ran through that crowd and kneeled down at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ and worshiped. And worshiped. That's the first word that you and worshiped. Then I can see him as he lifted up his face somewhat to the Lord Jesus and said, Lord, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. Christ said, I will. I will. He was the same thing going on in this world today. Those who trust the Lord and trust Him wholly, trust Him alone, they see how He heals lepers, how He makes the sinners clean. Just trust Him. In Him. Trust in Him. Not in yourself, not in your faith, in Him. And come to rest. Rest your soul in Him. Rest your soul in Him. You know, you all look at these chairs here on either side, and I firmly believe they can hold me up. I believe I can sit in that chair and rest. But you know the wonderful thing is when you actually sit, actually rest. And that's what we need to do. Rest. All ye that weary and heavy laden, come to me. Rest. Rest in me. Can you trust in me so much, so fully that you can rest? I'm going to sit in this chair because I believe it'll hold me up. You believe Christ can hold you up? You believe Christ can save you? He will save you. He has the power to save you. Then come to Him and rest.